Welcome to FSEN Daily, folks. We're back for another show. Yeah, it's been a lot of sports going on around the borderland the last 2 days, and let's get you caught up here. As high school playoffs are going all over the place, and then you got basketball kicking off on Friday. We just had area round play for teams here in El Paso in volleyball. The final week of the high school football season, teams jockeying for position in the playoffs. There's a lot going on just in the high school sports realm, not to mention the success that the UTEP women's volleyball team is having. It's amazing time here in the borderland for some sports not so much. And we try not to talk down about sports, but let's take a look at the high school volleyball scoreboard and get you caught up on what happened the last 2 days. As you can see, and then there was one. Eastlake is the final remaining high school volleyball team here in the borderland, winning their area round game against Keller last night, 3-2. Congratulations to the Eastlake Falcons on that victory. And they have moved on to the regional semifinals, and they will be facing in the regional semifinal. They will play Plano East Thursday, November 6th, for a chance to go to move on. And so, congratulations. I got to say this. The Eastlake volleyball team was number one for probably every week of the season except for the last two when they lost to Eastwood. Very good. A very, very good volleyball team there. Kudos to the coaching staff and those young ladies on digging in and making a commitment to each other to be successful. And so congratulations there for you ladies, and continue your success, and we will continue to update and follow as you guys get through the playoffs. So again, congratulations to Eastlake High School volleyball team on making it to the regional semifinals. Now, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors here. We've got a couple sponsors that have started to come on board to sponsor what we're doing and to help us in giving back to the area high school sports. And so we are going to now play those sponsor ads. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Tona leggings, the ultimate blend of style and performance in gym leggings. With a 100% fit and happiness guarantee, these are the last black leggings you will ever need. Use promo code FSEN and receive 16% off your entire order.
Embrace individuality with Ecola's diverse collection, designed to stand out and make a statement wherever you go. Designed in sunny Los Angeles and handcrafted with precision, Ecola sunglasses deliver durability and comfort, keeping you stylish and protected all day long. Use promo code FSEN and get 10% off your entire order.
Let's go! There's four across! Let's go to the moon! For the first time!
No thanks. I drink Aspire Healthy Energy Drinks. Just half the caffeine of those other drinks. So they're perfect for life's everyday, unextreme moments. Moments like joining that meeting that should have been an email. Hi, Susan. Getting the motivation to go on a walk. And honestly, just staying up past 8 p.m. Aspire Energy Drinks also have zero sugar, zero calories, and are made with natural caffeine from green tea. Which means no crashes, no jitters, and no anxiety.
No one cares about your muscles.
Half the caffeine is still packed with all the flavor, with choices like mixed berry, strawberry watermelon, raspberry acai, and more.
This is good and chill.
Life is intense enough. Drink the energy drink designed with real life and moderation in mind. Aspire Energy Drinks. Refreshingly unextreme energy.
Cozy Earth redefines luxury sleep with its best-selling bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Their pajama set brings a touch of elegance to relaxation, combining style and supreme comfort for nights in. Use promo code FSEN and receive 41% off your entire order.
Ever wondered what your financial independence number is? Get a free one-hour consult for comprehensive financial planning from your local Fort Worth financial advisor, Travis Evans, and find out.
All right, we're back. I know. Got to pay some bills around here. Got to make sure that we are giving back. And so to do that, that's part of the deal. Got to have some sponsors and promoters. Like I said, if you want to advertise on the platform, we are doing that as well. So just reach out to us. Send us an email. Call the office as well. Now, what's next up for us? Let's look at high school football. So the high school football playoffs are just around the corner. We've got one more game left in the regular season here. And I'm sorry for the phone ringing. My apologies. But we've got one more game left in the regular season here and the Borderland. And this last week actually has some playoff implications. We kind of touched on this yesterday. Let's dig in just a little bit further. So top 10 games, let's look at the scoreboard, football scoreboard. So top 10 games, you got Eastwood, they're done. They're done for the regular season, and so they should be hosting a first-round home game. El Dorado plays Parkland. Del Valle. Oh, man, they're not done. They have one. I think Del Valle is done as well. Del Valle is done. So Franklin plays Pebble Hills. Big game there. Huge playoff implications. Especially if Franklin. Well, actually, no. The only way. Well, there is playoff implications if Pebble Hills stays at Big 6A. Pebble Hills stays at Big 6A. A win for them there would give them the top seed coming out for Big 6A. Isleta plays Bowie. Andrus plays Canyon Teal. Chapin plays Hanks. Big playoff implications there. Andrus plays Canyon Teal. Big playoff implications there. And then you got Riverside and Fabens. So let's dig down. Who's in? Who's on the outside looking in? And who has no chance? Let's kind of take a look at that. So let's start in 6A. What we know today. This is what we know today. Right now, today. Eastwood should be hosting the first round game, and they will be small 6A. As it stands right now, today, Franklin should be hosting a first round game, and they would be Big 6A. Pebble Hills could or could not be on the road. And as it stands right now, today, they are Big 6A. And then you got the winner of Eastlake and Coronado. The winner of this game is in. The winner of this game has a playoff spot. If Eastlake wins, they would be small 6A. And they would be the 2 seed for small 6A. If Coronado wins, now things get a little interesting because Coronado would be the second big 6A school, and Pebble Hills would move up to small 6A. And so that Eastlake Coronado game has some huge implications on where these teams could fall out, because if Eastlake were to win, and let's say Pebble Hills was to beat Franklin, well, Pebble Hills would get the number one seed in Big 6A. Whereas if Coronado wins, Franklin would get the top seed in Big 6A, regardless of whether they win or lose. If what I understand is to be correct. If I'm wrong, please get in the comments and correct me. Please, because I don't want to put out any information that's going to mislead people on the aspects of the playoffs, but that's my understanding of it right now. El Dorado, seeing they should host the first-round game. And that's been 5A, and then everybody else in 5A, in 1-5A. Then we go to 2-5A. This is where it gets very, very, very interesting. So Del Valle is going to be first or second, and they should host a first-round playoff game. And here's why I say they'll be first or second. So there's two games left. Andrus plays Kenya Teal on Friday. Andrus wins, and they're in. They're the number one seed. They're hosting a home game. If Kenya Teal wins, well, then Andrus could finish up third. And that's because Chapin plays Hanks. All right. Chapin wins. They're in. They're going to be the third seed. If everybody else above them, if Andrus wins and Chapin wins, Chapin's the third seed. If Andrus loses and Chapin wins, Chapin could be the one seed, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to get down to a points thing, but and Del Valle would be the outright district champion. No, they would be a tie. There would be a tie between Del Valle and Chapin for the district championship at that point, and Andrus would be third because they'd have two losses. Okay. Hanks needs to win in order to ensure themselves a playoff win, a playoff bid. Hanks loss, a Kenya Teal win, I think it gets down to points. I'm not sure what the point differential is, but there's a chance that Kenya Teal could get that fourth spot. Hanks wins, they're in, no tiebreakers, no nothing. But then that means Chapin finishes third. A Andrus win, they're the number one seed, an Andrus loss, and they could end up being third because that would give them a second loss. So this is definitely a very interesting playoff scenario here in the 2-5A as those three top teams are jockeying to see who's going to get those top three spots, who's going to host a home game, who's going to go on the road. And then you got two teams that are fighting to get into the playoffs. That's very interesting. And so at least going into this final week, all these games still matter. That's what I like about this. Now, we get into 4A. So Isleta, congratulations to Isleta on securing their first district title since, I think it's 1995 or 97, but it's been a long time. And they should host a home playoff game. Then you got, if Riverside wins, they should be hosting a first-round home playoff game. Austin is in. They're the third seed. Now we got Clint. If Clint beats Irving, we could potentially have a three-way tie for the fourth spot if Fabens loses to Riverside. And that would make Clint. It would be a three-way tie between Clint, Irving, and Fabens at that point. Irving wins, they're in. Clint wins, and then we got a three-way tie. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know what that tiebreaker looks like. I really don't. I'm going to have to do some more research, but hopefully by tomorrow I'll have an answer on what that tiebreaker would look like. But as of right now, I don't. If you do know, drop it in the comments so we all know. But that's how that stands. So there's a quick down and dirty on the playoff situation for here in the borderland in football. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to touch on basketball and end the show. So we'll be right back. This segment of the Fieldhouse Sports and Entertainment Network is brought to you by Distilled Union. Designed to make everyday carry simpler. From shades to wallets, Distilled Union blends style and function. Slim, durable, built to last for the way you live, work, and play. Shop Distilled Union with the code FSEN for 20% off and support local sports on FSEN.
What makes these shirts unique? Hypernatural created the first ever shirts made from jade stone and crab shells. Supreme natural comfort and cooling performance without harmful chemicals and plastic polyester. Elevate your wardrobe with shirts that perform, last, and are truly better by nature. Use promo code FSEN and receive 20% off your entire order.
Elevate your protein game with Clearway protein powder, lactose-free, sugar-free, and refreshing and delicious. Perfect for a flavorful protein pack boost. Use promo code FSEN and get 20% off your entire order. That's Clear with a K.
OldGlory.com is the ultimate destination for officially licensed merchandise, offering over 300,000 items for music, sports, entertainment, and pop culture fans. Old Glory is your one-stop shop for iconic, high-quality merch that reflects your love for music, sports, and pop culture. Discover your perfect fan gear and save by visiting OldGlory.com today and using our exclusive discount code FSEN and get 15% off your entire order.
When it comes to your safety, good enough doesn't cut it. That's why you need the best work gloves. Bare knuckles, gloves for any job, anywhere.
All right, we're back. All right, so we're going to wrap this show up with by forecasting the start of the girls' high school basketball season here in the Borderland. Folks, I got to tell you something. Friday night, I know those football games matter, but if you're a basketball fan, Friday night, 7:30 p.m., Franklin High School. Americas plays Franklin. Those are two of the top teams and some of the best talent here in the Borderland going to be on the floor together. Let me tell you. If that's one place you got to be, get to that game if you can. Another game, Dovalle-Chapin, 7:30 at Chapin. Another game, must see. Then you got, there's one more game, early season matchup. There's two more games, actually. You got Andrus and Coronado. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a good game. But then Montwood plays Hanks. Hanks continually has a really good team. They start off slow, but I got to tell you something. I think this is going to be a good game. That's definitely a good test for these games. These teams are coming out the gates hot. They're playing some really good games, really good talent going to be on the floors. So if you can get out and watch some girls' basketball games, those are four games that I would recommend you get out to see if you're not watching high school basketball for sure. But hey, folks, that's going to wrap up this edition of FSEN Daily. Continue to watch us. Tomorrow we're going to dig deep a little farther into the high school playoffs and the start of high school basketball season. Thank you guys for tuning in. Continue to support. God bless you. Be blessed.